The court decided that single people had the right to contraceptives. What's that got to do with marriage? Well, everything. Because what the Supreme Court essentially said is single people have the right to engage in sexual intercourse. Well, societies have always done that. There were laws against it. Now, sure, single people are inclined to push the fences and jump over them, particularly if they're in love with each other and going on to marriage, but they always knew they were doing wrong. In this case, the Supreme Court said, take those fences away, they can do whatever they like. And they didn't address at all what status children had, what status the commons had. By commons, I mean the rest of the United States. Have they got any standing in this case? They just said, no, singles have the right to contraceptive, which means singles have the right to sex outside of marriage. Brushing aside millennia, thousands and thousands of years of wisdom, tradition, culture, and setting in motion what we have. It's not the contraception. That's it. Everybody thinks this is about contraception. What this court case said was young people have the right to engage in sex outside of marriage. Society never gave young people that right. Functioning societies don't do that. They stop it. They punish it. They corral people. They shame them. They do whatever. The institution for the expression of sexuality is marriage. And all societies always shepherded young people there. What the Supreme Court said was, forget that shepherding. You can't block that. That's not to be done.